Don't rush through lunch. Take 2 hours and spend it with a friend.
We elect all these people, and it's always about them. It's never about us. It's like knocking your head against a wall.
Welcome to the Joan Hamburg Show. Joan is New York Radio's First Lady. She's got a menu for every appetite. News you can use. Today's top headlines. The biggest celebrity guests.
Steve Carell. I never thought I would be anything like this. Not in a million years. I was always hoping if I was an employed actor, I'd be way ahead of the game.
And more. OR. Here's Joan Hamburg.
Welcome, everyone, to the Battleground Country Club in Manalapan, New Jersey. We're doing a whole day on wellness, on health, on new you. We're going to talk about aging, about our children. Earlier, you heard some of our physicians talking about youngsters, how they can predict by how much weight a kid puts on their chances of developing heart disease. And it's very hard to inspire kids, but not for Len Saunders, who is one of the leaders in the field of children's health, fitness, and wellness, the author of Keeping Kids Fit. And he has his family plan for raising active, healthy children. And I was asking Len, how did you get involved? It's a very specific area. In fact, Len just said to me he had his engagement party at this club years and years ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah. So, really, I'm curious. How did you get involved in this area? Was this what you were going to be when you grew up?
This kind of chose me. I have a place in my heart to help people with my upbringing. And I had a rough childhood with many different issues. But for me, helping children is a wonderful thing. And I've seen a lot of kids who have been sick or ill and no one there to help them. And it's always been something wonderful for me to be able to help children and to help inspire them to lead a healthy lifestyle.
So what turned you around?
Oh, boy.
Just lie down on the table, sir.
Yeah. I think what turned me around was I lost my dad very young in life. Actually, I never met my father. He passed away before I was born. And that always stayed with me because I had people in my life who were helpful to me and got me on the right tracks. And I always thought when I got older, I could help people the same way I was helped. And that's really what inspired me.
So you started out, and ultimately, by the way, Lee is a motivational speaker who speaks all over the country working with kids and has been on all the big TV shows, has been a consultant for the president, the Council on Physical Fitness, talks about the American with the American Heart Association on childhood obesity, and you've created something called Project ACES.
Right. I'm very excited. Next month, on May 4th, will be the 23rd anniversary of Project ACES.
What is that?
ACES is an acronym for All Children Exercise Simultaneously. And on the first Wednesday in May, millions of children all over the world are going to exercise at 10 o'clock in the morning their time. And it's been going on for 23 years. In Michigan alone, there are 500,000 kids participating. But it's a way to motivate children to be healthy. And if you can get one kid out of the millions exercising to do it on a daily basis, the program was a success.
So what's your secret? How do you get kids today who are so obsessed with computers, with their phones, with everything else, to move?
You have to make it fun. Kids just don't like to go, you know, give me 20 push-ups. They need to have something that's novel and new and entertaining. Make it interesting for them and be a good role model. And that's the main thing. Parents have to really inspire by leading by example. And if you're a parent that's sitting on a couch eating your bonbons and your feet up and not exercising.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. But that's what the kids see. And they really need to have people who show them what to do. Because in this day and age, it's not like it was 20, 30 years ago. We have millions of children who are overweight. And where 20 years ago, children in play were natural companions, today, children and technology are natural companions. And the definition of play has changed. Playing when I was a kid was going outside, throwing a ball.
Yeah, in the street.
Yeah, now it's, you know, play could be, let's, you know, play with video games and use our thumbs as exercise. That's about it. So we really need to get them out and do like we did many years ago.
But today, you have to have a really powerful message to let a kid get off talking to his friends or IMing or wherever you are?
Well, the important message is now you'll hear a lot of experts say this could be the first generation of children whose life expectancy is shorter than their parents. And that's a key thing. And we need to really be concerned about that. It's something that's real and it's out there.
And it's because technology, with all its advantages, has a lot of huge disadvantages too. Right.
Exactly. And children today, we lost the art of exercise. Many years ago, I walked 2 miles to school. You don't see many kids walking to school anymore. In fact, some schools require them to take a bus or get a ride. So there's a lot of things that have changed over the years that really are causing children to be sedentary.
But you know what's interesting? Kids today have so much homework. They're so overextended. You know, when you were a kid, you probably came home from school, went in the street and played. I did that when I was a kid with all the neighborhood kids. I live in a building where these kids aren't home 2 minutes before they go off to all kinds of exotic classes and things. People pick them up on buses. So how do kids find time to really exercise? And how much time do you think realistically a kid should be exercising a day?
Well, first of all, I think I have a saying. It's called exercise is daily nourishment. Just like you need to eat healthy every day, you need to exercise as part of your daily ritual. But kids need about 60 minutes of physical activity every day. And it doesn't mean they go to the gym and pump iron or get on a treadmill. It just means 60 minutes of play. And it doesn't need to be continuous. It could be 20 minutes here, 30 minutes there, 10. But 60 minutes of activity is what they need.
And when you talk about nutrition, what are you talking about with kids?
Well, many kids today are not eating the fruits and vegetables. They should get at least 5, maybe 8 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, but they're not. And they're losing that ability. They're eating fast food or microwave food.
Because it's cheap.
It's cheaper, but we really need to get that into the diet. There's so many benefits, all the nutrients and vitamins and minerals, and it keeps them hydrated, helps with the memory, cognitive skills. There's so many pluses that come with eating fruits and vegetables, but kids are not doing that, and we need to get them to start eating them again.
We also have to be able to make them affordable so that the segment of the population that goes for fast food because they can buy a hamburger for $1, you know, will be attracted to something else.
Yes.
You know, we talked about organic food, and we had a woman call as a listener, and she said, I wish I could afford it, but I can't.
Right.
So we have a lot of issues to deal with.
A lot of them.
Now, do your kids listen to Daddy?
Well, most kids listen to me, but except for my own 2 kids. But I do try to trick them into doing things, whether it's, you know, dipping the broccoli into chocolate pudding or, you know, little tricks to get them to eat it.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. That's the best way. No, seriously. But you can do things like that with kids, right?
You got to trick them into eating the healthy stuff. And
mush a few vegetables into whatever you're giving them.
Smush it into a meatball, sure.
No, seriously.
Yes.
Well, it's really interesting. And Len's book is going to give you all a lot of ideas. Keeping kids fit. And it's not easy, but he's got a blueprint for all of this. And we know that life has changed a great deal. And it's up to parents or whomever else is involved with the kids to make a difference. I thank you so much for taking the time to visit today.
Thank you.
Stay tuned, everyone. We're broadcasting from the Battleground Country Club in Manalapan. We're here with Meridian Health Group. I'm Joan Hamburg.